Hello, I'm John, your spiritual fitness coach, and I have never murdered anyone. I know, that's a strange way to start, but stick with me. As humans, we have a tendency to compare. We think things like, I may not be perfect, but I'm definitely better than that guy. Even though all of us can probably think of someone who is worse than we are, we all have a similar struggle. We struggle to forgive ourselves. In my heart of hearts, I might think that I am a better person or better Christian than so-and-so, and yet I'm still beating myself up for that time I accidentally deleted something my daughter had spent hours making on the computer. The Apostle Paul considered himself a murderer. He had persecuted the church and was there holding people's coats when Stephen, the first martyr, was stoned to death. There are several places in Paul's writings where he mentions this. And each time you can hear in his writing how he struggled with his past. In Ephesians 3, verse 8, Paul calls himself less than the least of all the saints. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 13 and 15, Paul says he was formerly a blasphemer, persecutor, and insolent. He says he is the foremost of all sinners. Then, in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 9, Paul says this, "For I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God." Persecutor, the least, blasphemer, unworthy, someone who opposed Jesus. This is the Apostle Paul wrestling with who he had been. The reality of Paul's conversion to Christianity didn't erase from his mind the sins of his past. So what did Paul do? Verse 10 says this, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace toward me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me." This is one of my favorite sayings in Scripture. By the grace of God, I am what I am. Yes, I'm a persecutor. Yes, I'm the least. Yes, I'm the foremost sinner. Yes, I'm an addict. Yes, I'm a liar. Yes, I'm a thief. Yes, I am fill in the blank. No, I don't deserve to be called a child of God. But so what? By the grace of God, I am what I am, and what I am is forgiven. My identity is in Christ, not in my past behavior. The only way we can ever forgive ourselves is by recognizing the amazing grace of God at work in our lives. Grace is not about what we deserve. Grace is about what God has chosen to give. We are chosen in Christ. We are purchased by His blood. We are forgiven, redeemed, and declared by God to be righteous. We are His children. By the grace of God, our pasts have been washed white in the blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. He has taken away our sin. If God has forgiven us, we have no right to refuse to forgive ourselves. God has forgiven us. We must accept His grace and forgive ourselves. Want to win today? Remember the grace of God and forgive yourself. By the grace of God, you are what you are. And what you are is a masterpiece created by the King of Kings.